Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
It's Daner and Jay. Today's edition of Hear That Podcast Ground is presented by Visa, a network working for everyone. Welcome into the walkout. Paul Edner Jr., Jay Morrison of The Athletic here with you on a day when the Bengals dominated and Brandon Allen played. And everyone sat and smiled and watched the reserves play it out for the last 8 minutes. It's been a while since we've seen something like this happen, but it very much happened today. The Bengals beat the Detroit Lions 34-11 at Ford Field, and I think everybody's probably feeling pretty good today if you're a Bengals fan.
I don't know. I think there might be some out there saying, well, that's what they should have done to the Lions, and I disagree with that. We've seen bad teams beat good teams in this league, and you have to – if you want to be a team taken seriously, these are the games you not only have to win, but you have to win the way you should win. And just the fact that they did it, and it's not like they squeaked out a close one, which we both predicted would be a 3-point game. They didn't do that. They completely dominated. And I think that's significant for a young team coming off of a heartbreaking loss against an elite team. You wonder what's going to happen when they go on the road and play an 0-5 team. Hard to get up for those kind of games. They came in, scored on their first drive for the first time all year, and then just never let up after that.
They didn't, but there were moments of a first half of frustration and you know, people were venting on the Twitters, on the play calling, Zach Taylor, this is not working. And then, you know what happened? The same thing everybody knew was going to happen, because it keeps happening over and over and over again, is Ja'Marr Chase sparked this team. Ja'Marr Chase gave them the lift that they needed. At the same time, he continuously does it. Right before halftime, yep. Deep ball down the sideline. There it is again. Everybody in the building knows it's coming, and he does it. And then ends up catching a 53-yard deep ball later in the game. But the biggest play for him of the day was one when he didn't have the ball.
Yeah,
they run a 4th and inches play out to the flat to Joe Mixon that's going for big yards. But Chase sprints to catch up with Joe, get in front, and ends up tossing their safety about 5 yards into the end zone to clear the path for Mixon to finish it off. You know, he is just cementing his case as the ultimate game changer they thought he would be at number 5. And today was a premium example, because not just because he was great catching the ball on the field again, he's now got 7 catches of 30-plus air yards on the season for 347 yards. Nobody has more than 4 or 185 yards. He's the best deep ball weapon in the NFL right now. But that's not – when you make effort plays blocking downfield like that, it resonates to everybody in the locker room, because that's not Joe Schmo working hard to make a team. That is the number 5 overall pick, sending a message to everybody that I don't care who you are, how big of a name you are, these are the types of effort plays we have to make to win games. I think that resonates as much as anything he has done to this point.
It kind of parallels what I was saying earlier about it's not just that they won, it's how they won. That play is the same thing, because if he doesn't make that block and Will Harris tackles Joe Mixon, I have no doubt they still score a touchdown there, and it's still 17-0, and they're still on their way to a win like this. But you're right, to for everyone else to see him do that, style matters. The way you do things matters, especially for a young team trying to find its footing and become something special. And you could tell just how much that lit up that sideline. And Joe Mixon said that was Ja'Marr Chase's touchdown. That was, I mean, maybe that's true. Without the block, Joe Mixon probably gets tackled. They probably score anyhow later, but it did. It was the signature play in what could be a signature win in this season. And again, it's a bad Lions team, but when you come in and do it the way they did it, I think it matters.
We should emphasize that. Bad. I was having the debate. Who was worse? Who did we watch that was worse? Pittsburgh in week 3 or Detroit today? They were lioning hard out there. Yeah. And, you know, I joked about them being the NFC Bengals. Well, in the lost decade, we saw a lot of games like this that the Bengals played on the wrong side in a half-empty stadium and just booing. At one point, Chris Burke, our guy in Detroit, said the fans are pre-booing this drive. They just got to boo the second the offense came out to get their boos back in as Jared Goff went out there and just had an awful day. I agree with you. This is what good teams do. Good teams punish bad teams. Mm-hmm. Good teams just crush people that don't play well. And you know, it's so hard to have a game that isn't close in this league. I'm with you. I think it matters for that way that you just came out and absolutely punished on the road. You know, we talked about this. Zach Taylor, ever been able to win a road game? Well, now coming off of tough losses, he's won 2 of his best road wins yet in blowout mm-hmm. fashion. And, you know, that says something about the focus and the intensity they kind of had this week to come up here against a team that was 0-5. Easy to come in and take them lightly, and did the exact opposite.
How often can you say this? The Bengals have a winning streak in primetime. They have a winning streak against Pittsburgh, and they now have a winning streak on the road.
It's the holy trinity for a Bengals fan.
Well, but playoffs, that might be the point of that trinity.
You know, I think they're pretty good. I think we can say that confidently yeah. now. I mean, we've seen enough. 6 games, you get into a pretty big sample size. Their 2 losses are ones where they almost made a crazy comeback on a day that just didn't go their way with 4 turnovers in Chicago. You know, gust of wind over the South Bank from beating Green Bay mm-hmm. and blowout wins on the road and punishing bad teams. You know, teams that have those characteristics, those traits that their seasons look like that, they win double-digit games. And they have a quarterback that's playing well, and they have players with the top of their position at premium positions. You know, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, he's a top 5 receiver in this league as far as I'm concerned right now. When you look at what he's yeah. doing to change games.
Absolutely. I mean, and just not the plays he makes, but when he makes them, when they need him most, when they at that end of the first half, every single time. And it's like, when are teams going to learn? I mean, they had 2 high safeties and they walked one down in the box and purposely left Chase one-on-one, and Burrow made him pay.
Yeah.
And He had one that went off of his hands for an interception, and that's almost forgot about because he came back from that and had that kind of game.
All right, let's take a second and switch gears here and hear from a sponsor.
You know, they're 4-2, and they're going to go see 5-1 Baltimore in Baltimore next week. And, you know, I mean, there is no reason to believe that they won't go in there next week and it be right down to the wire and have a chance to beat Baltimore. I mean, they may not. Maybe Baltimore sticks it to them and we see them put back into their place of where they're at. But we're going to learn a big old lesson next week mm-hmm. about where this team is at. And when you look at the way that they played this week and where they do seem to be at as a team right now and that the energy and belief that they have, and all those things that make teams come out of nowhere. They're checking every box on that right now. When you look at that, you know, that to me says a team that I fully expect to be good enough to go in there and compete, if not beat Baltimore, and really compete for this division. I mean, I just don't. I would be stunned to see it any other way at this point. I can't say I certainly didn't see that coming, even 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I do wonder. We haven't seen the line yet as we're recording this, but I bet it's not more than 3 or 4. I bet it'll be a pretty small spread. And maybe the best thing that best thing for the Bengals is what the Ravens did today in blowing out the Chargers. Maybe they get that little. What the Bengals had in week one, that little inflated sense of worth, and you have a little bit of a letdown, not typical in a division game, but this is a team that's been at the bottom of the division for years. Maybe they catch the Ravens napping a little bit, and even if they don't, you're right. I think they can hang with them and make that a last possession game. And if it's a last possession game, I don't know if there's too many quarterbacks that you'd feel more confident with the ball in their hands in that situation than Joe Burrow.
Or if it's a last possession game, who you feel more confident in this Bengals defense right now? Mm-hmm. You know that, I mean, Jared Goff and the Lions offense have all kinds of problems. Trey Hendrickson destroyed Penei Sewell today.
Yes, he did.
Over and over again. And I think Bengals fans, Team Chase had another banner day today. the most banner day yet. But you know, this defense is playing so well. It's almost taken for granted. I felt bad in the post game. We're all there talking, asking all these questions of the offense, and then we barely even had a defensive guy come in.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, it's overlooked that this defense dominated. I mean, in every way, shape, and form. I mean, you look at the first three quarters. I mean, they were averaging 2.5 yards per play. When
sometimes
the game was relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think at halftime it was 1.8. I mean, that's unheard of. It's absolutely unheard of. And you know, they're playing well on every level. Logan Wilson with another interception, his four, this one kind of pulling the ball out on a play that they ended up challenging and winning to get a turnover after the turnover. And, you know, those you love the way they're playing right now. They really – you know, they're the heart and soul of why you really believe in this team. You know, it's like if I was thinking, what's the identity of the Bengals? Defense and Jamar.
Yeah.
That's how they're winning.
And you saw a little bit of Joe Mixon enter in the mix today. That was what you expected this offense to look like, where they really got him going in the second half and were just kind of – once they got that lead, they were just running it down the Lions' throats. And then that opened it up where they hit some bigger passes. The big one to Chase was off of a couple series where they ran Joe pretty heavy. It lined up. Today looked, I think, most like what Zach envisioned this offense to be, except other than the early struggles in the first quarter, second quarter, it was really an impressive performance offensively and defensively, and even special teams. They make a change at punt returner. Trenton Irwin did a pretty decent job. Evan McPherson shakes off the wind off the bank off the south end zone. And what do you have, three field goals today or two field goals today? Just impressive all the way around. Brandon Allen throwing touchdown passes to Auden Tate at the end of the game. It felt like a preseason game, and I think Bengal fans will take that.
Yeah, any day they're not used to it. I mean, the last time they won by 20-plus points was 2015, a 37-3 win against Cleveland. There is no coincidence. The last time they did this was the last time they were good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's because, again, like we said at the top, that's what good teams do, is what you saw them do today. You talked about, you know, the offense looking like what you want to look like. Joe Mixon, 5.2 per carry.
Yep.
Joe Burrow, nearly 10 yards per attempt. Those, and then Chase, obviously, 24 yards per reception. When you have those three things happen, I don't see how they lose with this defense. You're doing it on the ground. You're being explosive over the top. Burrow's being efficient. I mean, you continue to see this out of the offense. And, yeah, they have their lulls, and they have their half, and they've got a ways to go, and they need to find a way to kind of get everybody a little bit more involved and be more consistent. And they had third and manageable issues again today at times. But When you do, when you look at the end of the day and you see 5.2, 10, and 20 plus to chase, it's going to be, it was a good day.
Yeah. Different story with Lamar Jackson, obviously, next week, but everything fell in place today and they'll take it. I mean, how many times do you see teams do that? They go on the road, play a bad team, a team that's desperate for its first win, and you let them hang around, and then all of a sudden you're in a fight, and they let them hang around for a little bit, but it never felt like the Lions were in this game. Even when it was 7-0 in the second, midway through the second quarter, it just felt like you're just waiting for the explosion to happen.
Yep. So Bengals will go to Baltimore next week. We talked to Joe Burrow for the first time in over a week today, who said he didn't want to go to the hospital last week. Basically, they made him and was sort of talking lightly and all that stuff. But Burrow seems to be doing fine, and obviously nowhere's there. And obviously Mixon looked good, come back on his ankle thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, health-wise, you know, Jackson Carmen, Trey Hill started and played poorly, and they obviously said, all right, that's enough, because Carmen clearly was under the weather. And I think they were hoping it was going to come down to, so let's see how Carmen's feeling. Maybe he's not feeling, but he came off the COVID list on Friday. He's obviously still feeling it. I think it looked like he might have thrown up on the field.
I think he did.
Yeah, because I think at one point everyone just kind of looked over the sideline like, my man's throwing up over here. And the trainers came out and they took him off on the cart and they said illness. So, he'll be back in the starting lineup next week, you would assume, under those circumstances. So, you know, you knock on wood, but health-wise, they continue to be in a pretty good spot, too, on top of it all, heading into that big game in Baltimore. We'll, of course, have all that for you. We'll be covering it all week. Back with you at that podcast, Growling, on Tuesday, and the Growler. We'll be talking to Jeff Zrebeck this week on inside everything that's going on in Baltimore. He's feeling pretty good about themselves. So I hope everybody enjoyed today. You know, somebody asked me, if they don't really break out offensively, they still win. Can we really enjoy the win? You need to enjoy the wins. You definitely need to enjoy a blowout win today. Yeah. And have a good night, and then worry about the problems tomorrow if you want to, because days like this don't come along too often when you can enjoy Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase smiling, wearing baseball hats in the fourth quarter of a game. So nice day for the Bengals, no doubt about it. We will be back on Tuesday with a lot more to come. If you're not a subscriber to The Athletic, please do. Highly recommend it. My story on Ja'Marr Chase, Jay's story on this team. Find the way they win being an important deal. Those are both up on the site. You can click on any of those. Subscribe. We'd love to have you on board. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Have a good one, everybody.